Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. An occupation which has prevented development of a former defence base at Shelley Bay on Wellington Harbour could be near its end. Nicholson Block Settlement Trust Chair Holden Hohaia says Te Ate Awa leaders in Wellington have expressed their support for the Shelley Bay Taikuru joint venture because of the significant benefits it will deliver for current and future descendants. He says they have asked the protesters at Shelley Bay to end their occupation so they can take back their whenua. Former Mau Whenua protester Paura Mifim, who is now on the Port Nicholson board, says having learned more about the chain of events leading up to PNBST's decision to sell the whenua to the Wellington Company and being involved in negotiating the resulting commercial partnership, he now backs the project. He says the partnership honours the three pō at Maru Kaikuru and is true to the strategic direction of Taranaki Whānui ki te upoko o te ika. Shelley Bay Limited has served the occupants at Shelley Bay with notice to vacate the whenua, giving them 7 days to leave the site. More than 70 staff from Te Whānau o Waipareira are in Te Tai Tokerau this week to assist with the vaccination drive. Operations Manager Awerangi Tamihere says everyone is double vaccinated and they're tested every 2 days to ensure they haven't taken COVID north. Speaking from the Rāwhine Ferry, she says rather than leading the project, they're there to support whānau order partners like Hokianga Health.
We're just providing the extra manpower, the extra resources to support them do the vaccination campaign today. But also I want to tell you, everyone on this trip, we're just talking now about the team I've got here who are on the ferry, they're all from here. Pangaru, Rāwhine, Mangamuka, right? So you're talking to the people that are from here who are talking to their own whānau.
Awerangi Tamihere says Waipareira's vaccination efforts in West Auckland are continuing and it is also giving day-to-day support for about 40 COVID-positive cases. An advocate for prison reform says the use of pepper spray and solitary confinement at Auckland Women's Prison shows a failure to address long-standing issues. A report by the Independent Prison Inspectorate found the number of times pepper spray was used at the prison was exceeded by only one men's prison. Awetea Mita says her own stretch in prison for non-violent drug offences woke her up to the reality behind the numbers that 65% of women in prison are Māori. She says Corrections acknowledges women in prison are vulnerable, but then fails to treat them with respect despite repeated warnings and reports.
These harsher punishments are being enforced on our women unnecessarily. It also produces more trauma in their lives, and that can follow them when they leave the prison. And then that goes back to families. In this way, whole communities are affected.
Awatea Mita says the answers lie in Māori culture, which treated crime and disorder not as an individual problem, but one requiring the whole family and community to be involved in restoring balance. And that is your Wātea News.